Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise for your wonderful mercy and compassion towards us. For it is by your mercy that we are not consumed. Your compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We are thankful, Father God, for your mercy. We are thankful, Father God, for your healing touch. We thank you, Father God, for sparing our lives. We thank you, Father God, for forgiveness. We thank you, Father God, for provision. We thank you, Father God, for divine protection. We thank you, Father God, for giving us another day, another opportunity to get it together. We thank you, Father God, for just being such a protector in our midnight hour. Amen. Thank you, Father God, for protecting us from danger, seen and unseen. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting us from terrorism and peril and storm and calamity. Thank you, Father God, for reversing the prognosis of the doctors. Thank you, Father God, for your power and your grace. Amen. And we're going to open up the line and we're going to bombard heaven and we're going to pray over in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Prophet Alice Jackson.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just bless your name, Jesus, and I'm grateful, grateful to be here in the land of the living. I'm grateful, God, and I thank you, God, for each and every person on the line. Thank you, God, for each and every prophetess, God. Thank you for those who are listening in. God, I'm not asking for anything. God, I just want to say thank you for what you're doing for your people. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing for your people, oh God. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for providing for us, God. God, we see a new day that you have made. Thank you for allowing us to enter in. God, thank you for the ability to lift up our voices and give you thanks, to give you praise, God. I love you, and I give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for my family, God. Thank you for my healing, God. Thank you that we heard Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia's testimony, God. Thank you that I heard the voice of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Thank you, God, for their vision. I give you glory, honor, and praise, and thank you for blessing your people on this Thanksgiving Day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet William Richards.
Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you honor and glory and adoration, Father, that you are our Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, Father, for your peace that passes all understanding, keeping our hearts and minds set upon you. We thank you for Lord Jesus Christ. My God, our great shepherd, we thank you for our bishop and pastor and prophet, Deborah Jordan, Father, and the vision you have laid upon your hearts, my God, that we can, Lord, write it down and run with it. We thank you, Father, for the leading of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your angels that are protecting us. by day and by night and taking charge over us. We thank you for your blood, my God, as it's covering our lives, covering our homes, and covering, Father, even nations, Father. We thank you for elevation. We thank you, Father, for promotion. We thank you, Father, for making ways where there seems to be no way. We thank you for open doors. And most of all, we thank you, Father, for the open heaven, Father, that, Lord, we can operate in, Father, and knowing that you hear us at all times. We give you glory, praise, honor, and adoration with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophet Olivia Castillo.
Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for us being on this conference call as a one unit, praising and giving you honor, Lord. Thank you for healing and restoration. Thank you for your loving kindness and mercy. Thank you for blowing a fresh wind of peace on each and every one on this call in their households. We thank you for Archbishop Ibernard Jordan, Pastor Leading Lady Deborah Jordan, for the globalizing the prophetic and that we are part of that. Thank you for continually strengthening them in all their ways, Lord. And we thank you for the mothers of the church. We thank you for healing and strengthening them. Everybody that's in the sit and shut in list, we thank you for all of them, Lord. We thank you for just sending restoration to all the devastating countries and states. And just love and praise and honor you, Lord, for who you are. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Regina.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for getting us ready for battle, Lord God. We want to thank you for allowing us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, Ephesians 6:10-11. Lord God, we want to thank you for the belt of truth, Lord God, that we do not believe Satan lies. We want to thank you for the breastplate of righteousness, Lord God, that you have credited to our account and you see us blameless, Lord God. We want to thank you for the shoes of peace, that we shall stand firmly in our faith and trust in all your truth, so Father God. We want to thank you for the shield of faith so that we deflect the enemy's attack and stay strong. We want to thank you for the helmet of salvation that protects our thoughts. We want to thank you for the sword of the Spirit that we read your word regularly and daily as it is nourishment to our souls and to our spirit. We want to thank you, Almighty God, for making your strength available to us and prompt us to call on you and rely on that strength, especially whenever we face our enemies, Lord God. We want to thank you for your healing virtue, Father God, amongst your people and your prophets, Lord God. We want to thank you for our community of prophets that we stand as one unit. We want to thank you for the Master Prophet and Ibernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being with us on this morning, Lord God. We give you thanks, Lord God, for the company of prophets and the poem family, Lord God. We want to thank you for just giving us the strength to come to your throne of grace as humbly as we know how. We thank you for our families. We're just grateful on today, Lord God, and we love you, Lord God. We love you. We love you, Lord God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't be grateful or more thankful enough for this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Prophet Osiris Green.
If they're praying, we don't hear them. Move to the next person.
Amen. Prophetess Shanika.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see another day and rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps in this season. Thank you, Lord, for your divine hedge of protection that is wrapped around us. Thank you for ordering our steps in this season. Thank you for going before us and making this wicked path straight. Thank you for your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Lord, for being our way maker and leading, guiding, and protecting us. Thank you, Lord, for making us perfect, whole, and complete. Thank you, Lord, for your restoration. Thank you, Lord, for healing favor. Thank you, Lord, for health, wealth, and prosperity. Thank you, Lord, for our leaders, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Archbishop with a new vehicle and everyone else, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be able to say thank you on another Thanksgiving holiday. Thank you, Lord, for the celebration of thanks. And we give you thanks back We give thanks back to you. Thank you, Lord, for new life and new beginnings. Thank you, Lord, for new births. And thank you, Lord, for the testimony of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing and will always do. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Glenda.
Amen. Father, we thank you that you load us with daily benefits. We thank you for who you are, God, and we thank you, Father God, that you have been merciful to your people, God. We thank you for extraordinary favor, God, and we thank you that you heal the sick, deliver the poor, and set those that are bound free, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a God of justice, and we thank you, Father God, that you are a God of love, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are faithful towards your people, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you give us this day and you give us our daily bread, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are mindful of your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that you heal us, God, and that you have healed the sick and you have, Father God, open the eyes of the blind, God. And we thank you, Father God, for new consciousness, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are opening doors for your people, God, and showing new opportunities, God. We thank you, Father God, that our feet, Father God, are guided by the Holy Spirit and that the Holy Spirit is our compass, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the guiding light. We thank you that you are the creator of the universe, God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are the creator of all men, God. We thank you, Father God, that in him we live, in him we move, and God, we have all of your being, God. We thank you, Father God, that you continually bless us, God, and that you continually, Father God, allow us to seek your face and continually come before the throne of God. We thank you, Father God, that you hear the cries of your people, God, and we thank you for the new mercies daily, God. We thank you, Father God, and we continually to thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. We thank you, Father God, for being the Lord, thy righteousness. We thank you for who you are, God. And in Jesus' name, we give you the praise, the glory, and all honor belongs to you. Amen.
Amen, Father God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for abundant blessings on earth in which we live, God. We thank you, God, for our great harvest that you have given us, Lord. We thank you, God, for providing us all the things that is needful for us, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for blessing those who labor in the fields, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that we can rejoice in thy great goodness to us, God. We thank you, Lord, this good land in which we live. We thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you, God, of this thanksgiving, God. We thank thee, O God, for our food, O God, that you have given us, O God, this day, O God. We thank you, God, for the schools, the books, and many churches that you have, O God. And above all, God, we thank you, God, for your son Jesus, dear Lord, O God. O God, and we thank you, dear Lord, for the promise of the prayers, God, that we will be as that, God. And God, we thank you, God, for blessing our souls, God, and all within us, dear Lord. Thank you, God, in your precious holy name. God, we thank you, God, for mercy, and we thank you, God, for surrounding us with happy circumstances and helping us, God. And we thank you, God, for even for the joyful companionship that you give us, God. We thank you, God, for our friends, our neighbors, God. We thank you, God, that for letting us not forget the fatherless and the friendless and the sick and the homeless, God. We thank you, God, for comforting them, God. And we thank you, Lord, for helping them to realize that you are a friend to them and that you only has the power to bring them into your glorious life, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous only. And we thank you, God, for helping all those in that community that was affected, God. Thank you, Lord, for helping them and granting them unshakable peace, dear Lord. And thank you, God, for the traveling mercies that you give us letting us be safe as we travel by air, land, and sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, and loved ones all around us, God. We thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. And thank you, God, for keeping your marriage together, God, and keeping them deathless, God. Thank you, God, for relationship healing. Thank you, God, for divine relationship. Oh, God, we thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Iris Green.
Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for this opportunity. Father, we thank you for every family that is represented. We thank you, Lord, for Master Prophet Bernard Jordan. We thank you for the leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for their family. We thank you for Mother Jordan. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Berrien. We thank you for those that have been lifted up, oh God, for the testimony that is coming forth. We thank you for the testimony of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson of how prayer, Father, is powerful. And we thank you for those saints, Lord God, that are lifting up others besides themselves in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing in this land. We thank you, Father, for we lift up the President of the United States. We thank you. We lift up all leaders as well, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all children, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for what you are doing in each and every person as they seek you, oh God. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your word, oh God. Father, we thank you for how you are moving within the hearts and minds of people. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you've given us the opportunity to start this day of thanksgiving, for every day is a day of thanksgiving. We glorify and magnify your name, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Prophet Sharnita.
She already prayed.
Okay, amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we arise to give you glory, honor, and praise. We submit to your will, Lord God, and we worship you. We stand in awe of your glory. We stand in awe of your perfection. We stand in awe of your compassion. We stand in awe, Lord God, of your level of forgiveness for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and repair. We thank you, Lord God, for debt cancellation. We thank you, Lord God, for your redemptive power. We thank you for redeeming us from the curse of the law, from redeeming us from sickness, from redeeming us from sickness and disease and the curse of sin and shame. We thank you, Lord, for redeeming us from death, for poverty. You've given us wealth, for sickness. You've given us health, and for death, you've given us eternal life. We give you glory and honor and praise, Father God, for every home that's represented on this call. We give you glory and honor and praise, Father God, for destroying the very root of every generational curse. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, because the enemy comes against us one way but flees seven ways. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that lifts up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing shall by any means harm us. We thank you for divine protection. We bless you, Lord, for our parents, our elders, Lord God, for healing them and giving them longevity. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop. We thank you for our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for raising them up. We thank you for leadership with integrity. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for stretching them out, Lord God, and expanding their borders. We thank you, Lord God, as they globalize the prophetic, that you're prospering them and you're blessing them and you're favoring them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you fight against every enemy that would fight against them. We thank you, Lord God, that every witch and warlock, you bear them naked and send them running. We thank you, Lord God, that the redemptive power of God is favoring us even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Amen and amen. Pastor.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just want to thank you for this day. For truly, this is the day that you have made, Father. And Father, we have made a quality choice to praise you and to give you thanks, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. But, Father, even as we stand in agreement on this morning, Father, Father, we just want to say thank you for all your many blessings. We want to thank you, Lord, for our uprising, our downsizing. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, for our leader today. We want to thank you, Father, even for our family, for our children, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for all your blessings, Father, that you have poured upon us, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your people everywhere, Father, those that we know and those that we don't know, Father. Father, we want to thank you even now in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Father. But, Father, even as the psalm said, he had 10,000 tongues, he could not thank you enough, Father. And, Father, we stand in agreement even now on this call, giving your name thanks, praise, and honor, because, Father, you and you alone deserve all the praises and all the thanks, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, because we know that your mercy endures forever. We want to thank you, Lord, for giving us your grace, your unmerited favor, Father, even when we did not deserve it, Father, but you graced us and you had mercy on us, Father. And, Father, we want to say thank you right now, Father. Father, we want to thank you right now, Father, for every household that is represented on this phone line on tonight. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, for those that are standing in agreement, Father. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, that your word will prevail, Father, even as you sent your word, Father. And you said as you speak your word and you send it out, Father, it will accomplish all that you have said it was to be. And Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, that even as you have sent your word out concerning your people, Father, we want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you brought healing, you brought strength, you brought wealth unto us. And Father, we say thank you, Lord. And even, Father, in this day as we move and navigate through this day, Father, Father, let us walk and navigate through this day with a smile on our face, with a heart that is open unto you, thanking you for everything, Father. Because, God, Father, we know that you are the God that orders our footsteps, Father. Father, you're the God that makes no mistakes. Therefore, Father, we say yes to your will, yes to your purpose, yes to everything that you have planned and destined for us, Father. Because, Father, we know that you and you alone are stirring miracles up on our behalf. You and you alone, Lord, is ordering our footsteps. You and you alone, Lord, are shifting things in our favor. Therefore, Father, we say, have your way and let thy will be done as we begin to move and navigate in this day and these next 7 days, giving you thanks, Father. We thank you, Lord, for those things that we don't even understand. We thank you, Father, for those things that we do understand. We just want to give your name the thanks and to praise you and to say thank you even on this day, Father, as we move, Father. Now, Father, we pray and we ask that you would just bless every household, and, Father, you would keep the family together as we begin to move in the unity of the faith, giving your name thanks and praise, because, Father, you alone deserve everything, Father. Everything that we own, everything that we have, Father, it belongs to you. Therefore, Father, we say thank you. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for favor that shall surround us. We want to thank you, Lord, for the miracles that's running itself unto us. We want to thank you, Lord, right now, Lord, for the people that are getting ready to cross our path, for the new connections, right connections that's going to come about. We want to thank you, Lord, for healing. We want to thank you for strength. We want to thank you, Father, for everything, Father, for you being our Heavenly Father, for you being the one that lead us and guide us and cause us, that cause us to reach out to you and to draw nigh to you, Father. Father, we say thank you today, Father. Thank you for everything. Even as we began to sit with family and friends and began to enjoy our meals, Father, we want to thank you, Lord. Let there be a praise on our lips and a thankfulness in our heart. Let us not take anything for granted, but let us honor you and all that we do and say on these next 7 days. And we will give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. All right, prophetess Darlene, we want to turn it over to you. But family, we just love you. Enjoy your day on this Thanksgiving, and always remember to give God thanks, because everything that you have on, it all belongs to him. Let's just give God thanks and show him our thankfulness. Like I said earlier, a thankful people is a thinking people. So let us begin to give God thanks for everything that we have, because if we Praise it, God will raise it. So let us begin to give God thanks. Whatever you might think you may want or think that you don't have, let's begin to give God thanks for what we do have. Thank God for family. Thank God for food. Thank God for work. Thank God if you don't have, thank God because he's getting ready to come your way. So let's just give God thanks, because I just feel a praise. I just feel a breakthrough. I just feel a shift that's going to take place in the lives of God's people as we begin to stand in agreement and begin to give God praise and thanks. He said, we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Things and situations are going to shift on our behalf. This is a season where things are going to shift because God is going to pour out his spirit in a new way, and he's going to bring visitation to his people in a way that we have not felt before, but yet it's on its way because God has already decreed it to be so. So prophetess, darling, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase, but I felt by the Holy Ghost that those that are on this call tonight that took out of their busy schedule said, yes, I'm going to be on this call to lift my voice up and to pray and to give God thanks. I want to let you know tonight that there's a blessing in store for you, and you're going to, and God's going to even give you a sweet sleep as you begin to rest in him, because God is going to bring fulfillment because of his word. And the promises of God, as we know, they are yes and amen. Everything that God has promised, everything that God has said, it shall be so because God has decreed it to be so. So people of God, I'm going to decrease so that we can move forward. Prophetess Darlene, I'm turning everything over to you. Family, I love you and thank you for being a stand in times like these for prayer. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, amen, and amen. Didn't our hearts burn within? Amen. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity for Pastor to be able to join us, and I'm grateful for the testimony of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Amen. We recorded it earlier because she did not think she would be able to stay awake. Amen. For the midnight hour. Amen. But I let her know the importance of the people hearing from her, because we need to raise the vibration of the people. We need to raise the faith of the people. Amen. So when we go to God, we're not going to God as slaves, creeping in the back door with our finger up and bowed down, because the word of the Lord said that we should come boldly to the throne of grace, that we will receive help in the time of Rebosheta, in the time of need. Amen. And I know you were blessed, amen, to hear that testimony. Amen. And we just want to amen, move in the spirit of thanksgiving, amen, and celebration, amen, for God's move and of healing and grace. Amen. And we want these calls to continue. We want to encourage our pastor, Prophet Deborah Jordan. We want to encourage Bishop and let them know and to thank them for opening up this door, amen, and this opportunity to pray, amen, and to stand. And they had to be a yes before we could be a yes, amen. And so they said yes, so we could say yes. And we thank God for them. And we want to, amen, sow a seed of thanksgiving on tonight. Let a seed of out of your heart, amen, of any amount, let it be from your heart, just saying thank you, Archbishop. Thank you, Lady Deborah, for opening up this opportunity for us to come together and pray and amen for the miracles that have been wrought in our lives because of this open space, amen, to come into the presence of God, amen, and to join in unity, amen. I don't understand, Pastor, if you're still on the line, I don't understand why folks are somewhere trying to do their own thing with their own single little log instead of coming and bringing their log, amen, and put it on our log so we can, amen, create a flame that will reach heaven, amen. It's all right to be by yourself, but when you bring your prayer log to a prayer call where there's over 100 people on the call, we can warm the city. But when if you with your little one log in the snowstorm, you're going to freeze, amen. It's, don't be out in the cold. Amen. Come where the table is spread and where the feast of the Lord is going on. Yes. Hallelujah. And we just want you to sow a seed tonight of gratitude and go online and just in the comments section, just say, thank you, Archbishop. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes.
Amen. Just say thank you for this open door. Thank you for the space of prayer. Amen. Thank God for your miracle. Thank God for your healing. Amen. And you will be recipients of more than enough because your heart is full of gratitude. Amen. God will smile upon you when you have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Amen. So we want to, amen, at this time, open it up for announcements. And Prophetess Regina, if you're still present, if you could share the announcements with us. Prophetess Regina Turner.
Good morning, everyone. The call for tomorrow morning with Bishop, are we still having it for tomorrow, even though it's Thanksgiving?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
The prophet will be on, and the prophet will have a word in his mouth.
Amen. So make sure you
jump on this Thanksgiving.
Amen.
With a turkey leg in his hand. Amen. A turkey leg in one hand. Amen. And the prophetic word in his mouth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So make sure you get on the call in the morning to be with our own Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. Even though you will be having dinner with your family, but take that time out to give thanks and to still worship with our Master Prophet. And at 12 noon, are we still having the 12 noon call? Well, normally we have the 12
yes.
noon. So
yes,
the 12.
The 12 noon, yes.
And the 8 o'clock call will still go on tomorrow. And, of course, meet us back here at 12 midnight for our midnight cry. Make sure you submit your prayer request to Pastor Deborah Jordan's page or to her website for your prayers. Or you can inbox me as well, Prophetess Regina Turner, so that we can put you on our prayer list and lift you up to the throne of grace. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And you can also inbox me if you're not able to, for whatever reason, to put it on Go On Pastor's website. But also, I am challenging each of you to go onto your Facebook pages. I've seen some of your Facebook pages. Some of us have thousands of Facebook friends, but they don't know about this prayer call. Why is that? Stop being closeted Christians and closeted prayer warriors. Amen. It's all right to be in a prayer closet, but, you know, we need to share, amen, this call, because so many people are just desperate for a hand touch of God. People are transitioning at record numbers, and things are going on that require the help and the mercy and the touch of God. Amen. People need the merciful touch of the Lord in this season. So I'm challenging each of you to post the phone number on your Facebook pages and invite people to the prayer call. And if you have received a miracle and healing and God's done something for you through these calls, you need to tell somebody. You need to post your testimony. Amen. Tell somebody, because someone is looking for a miracle. Amen. All right. Happy Thanksgiving to each of you. And I will look forward to being on the call with you at the midnight hour. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.